today we're reading from Awe and Fear.
Fears about yourself. Perfection. The ceramics teacher announced on opening day that he was dividing the class into two groups. All those on the left side of the studio, he said, would be graded solely on the quantity of work that they produced. All those on the right solely on its quality. His procedure was simple. On the final day of class, he would bring in his bathroom scales and weigh the work of the quantity group. 50 pounds of pots rated an A, 40 pounds a B, and so on. Those being graded on quality, however, needed to produce only one pot. I'll bet a perfect one to get an A.
Tag quality.
I know what quality.
Read the sentence of art of motorcycle maintenance.
Well, came rating time and a curious fact emerged. The works of highest quality were all produced by the group being graded for quantity. It seems that while the quantity group was busily churning out piles of work and learning from their mistakes, the quality group had sat theorizing about perfection and in the end had little more to show for their efforts than grandiose theories and a pile of dead clay. If you think good work is somehow synonymous with perfect work, you are headed for big trouble. Art is human. Error is human. Ergo, art is error. Inevitably, your work, like, the preceding syllogism, will be flawed. Why? Because you're a human being. And only human beings, warts and all, make art. Without warts, it is not clear what you would be. But clearly you wouldn't be one of us. The belief persists among some artists and lots of ex-artists that doing art means doing things flawlessly, ignoring the fact that this
The problem here is you're sounding out all the T's and all these explosives at the end of the word. Keep this either silent or very muted.
It's just so many long and hard
words.
Ignoring
the fact that this first T you can draw up.
Ignoring the fact that this prerequisite would disqualify most existing works of art. Indeed, it seems vastly more plausible to advance the counter-principle, namely that imperfection is not only a common ingredient in art, but very likely an essential ingredient. Ansel Adams, never one to mistake precision for perfection, often recalled the old adage that the perfect is the enemy of the good. His point being that if he had waited for everything in the scene to be exactly right, he'd probably never make a photograph. I'm a west side baby. I'm a west side baby. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit freetime.education/rewind. Text copyrights by respective authors. Audio copyright 2024 by Freetime Rewind. Music by Lord Geo. I'm from Manhattan. My mama took a couple hits and raised the west side, baby. I gotta make it to the top for my fam. I can't take no maybe. I'm not a younger no more. Time flies so fast if it like last year I was 1-4. Oh. Life is better than before. Ain't nobody gave me keys. I had to break down that door. Oh. West side, baby. West side, baby. Westside, baby. Whoa. Hey, toda la gente que me está escuchando, sigue sus sueños. I want everyone to follow your dreams. No dejen que nadie les diga que no. You hear me? Don't let nobody, and I mean nobody, say no.